Welcome everyone to my podcast, The Gifts of the Universe. This podcast will explore my book by the same title, now available on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe. I'm your host and the writer of the book, Chris Wilcock. Each week we will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. Maybe you're new to the world of the law of attraction, or you've been using it for a while, either successfully or not. It doesn't matter. Just like I did in the book, I want to talk about what works and what does not work. Each week, let's explore together how to be better at manifesting our best lives now. Join me right here each week. I am so excited to be launching these podcasts. There is so much ground to cover within the realm of manifesting. I discovered the law of attraction many years ago, but when I first started to use it, I found it was hit and miss. What I didn't know at the time was there was so much more to it than what some people will tell you. But once you get it right, it really works. Please join me each week as we dig a little deeper into the fascinating universe and discover how it all works. I live in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. So join me in this beautiful spot every week and make sure you subscribe to the podcast and check out my book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe. See you shortly. Hi everyone, Chris Wilcock here from The Gifts of the Universe. Welcome to episode 12, The Law of Polarity. This week we're going to focus on the law of the universe with the law of polarity and talk about how it fits into the law of the universe. This will be law number 10 in the 12 laws of the universe. The law of polarity embodies the idea that everything has two sides. Everything has two poles. It tells us that everything has an opposite. So if we have good on one side, then we have to have bad on the other side. There is nothing in this world that doesn't have an opposite. Think about it for a minute. Can you think of anything that doesn't have an opposite? We live in a world of duality, meaning for each feeling, thought or concept, we have an opposite. It would be hard to imagine a world where we had good but not bad. Sounds good, but without the bad, we wouldn't necessarily know what good was. If we have hot, then we must have cold. It stands to reason. If we have happiness, then we need sadness to teach us and show us what happiness is. In the last episode, we took a look at the law of relativity, and we said that everything was relative to an experience that we have had. We only know what good is through understanding what bad is. It is through having felt sad or bad about something that we can determine what the opposite is. Happiness is related to our experiences of sadness. It is in looking at this law that we must always have an opposite. We have a north direction, therefore we have an opposite, which is south. We have an east and a west, they're opposite of each other. If we were to take a look at a magnet, most of us out there are aware that a magnet has a positive side and a negative side. They basically repel one another. But if you were to cut a magnet in half, you would still have a positive side and a negative side. In fact, you'd have two positive sides and two negative sides now, right? Because now you'd have two magnets. But if you were to cut that half magnet into even smaller pieces, you would still end up with a positive side and a negative side. You always must have the opposite. In order for us to have rain, we have to understand dryness, wet versus dry. We have light and we have darkness. Without the light and only darkness, we probably wouldn't understand what lightness is. It is only through understanding the opposite of something that we can focus on something. You may be saying to yourself, sure, I get there's positive and negative, there's happiness, there's sadness, there's light, there's dark. Like you said, everything has an opposite. But how does this impact the laws of the universe and particularly my ability to manifest? Well, the answer is, once again, like the majority of laws that we've been learning, is that most of these laws teach us to improve our thoughts and feelings so that we can focus on being in a more positive mindset, so that we can vibrate positively at a frequency that will help us bring more synchronistic events, people, and things to us that are more in alignment with what it is that you want to manifest. Well, like I said, just like all the other laws, this law helps us focus on what is good, what is bad, what is happiness, what is sadness, and every other possible combination of emotions that we can feel about something. It helps us to understand and use perspective to look at our past experiences so that we have a better insight into what's going on within our lives and to feel accurate feelings and thoughts about what's going on. Now, the way that you can get this to work for you is when you're in a situation, perhaps you're in a conversation, a transaction, or any other interaction with someone, is to always see the opposite side through polarity of what's playing out in that situation. So you have a side, maybe they have a different side. There's a lot of times that we see the opposite. Just about in most situations, there's always an opposite, right? We may agree with someone, but somewhere in there's probably a little bit of an opposite. But let's say for an example here, let's talk about a situation that maybe you're in a conversation with someone or you're in a situation and it's annoying to you and it's making you angry. If you try to look at that conversation or situation without judgment, you will be better off trying to find the neutral in that. If you look at it with judgment, it would probably look like this person is just trying to be a bully. You might look at it and say, they're just trying to get the upper hand on me. That's the judgment I'm talking about. If you can listen to a conversation, be involved in a transaction, working with somebody that you have an opposite view with, if you learn to remove your judgment and pay attention to what's going on, as if you were outside of that problem or that situation, you need to look at what the opposite of that emotion or feeling is and see if there's a shift if you move to a more neutral perspective of your emotions. See if you can change the polarity of that situation for you. The way that that is done, the way to do this, and I would suggest you do, the way that I do it anyhow, and I would suggest you do it the same way, is the way I showed you in the law of relativity. I look and I see a scale in my head. Okay, so think of a scale, a straightforward scale, just a flat line. In the middle of that flat line is another line that bisects that, okay? So it crosses the middle of the line. That's our neutral position, or what we can call the balancing point. If you look at that line and everything to the right of that up and down line, and you number it 1 to 10, you can call the right-hand side your positive scale. And everything to the left of that balancing point could be numbered 1 to 10. You could call that the negative side. Okay? Remember, these numbers correlate to your feelings about a situation, right? So if it's positive 10, that's the most joy you could feel in a situation. That's jubilation. That's, you know, an incredible feeling. If you look at the negative side of the scale and you looked at negative 10, that would probably be, anger or, some very negative emotion about the situation or the discussion, okay? So if you had a scale, for example, based on happiness and sadness, because you're gonna have different scales, but let's say in a certain situation, someone is treating you a certain way, you're having a discussion, and you're thinking of this scale in your head, and you base it on happiness and sadness about that situation, just as we described a minute ago, okay? Think about what's being said, think about the situation, stop, and see where your happiness or sadness lies on this scale for that particular situation, right? So if this makes you a little sad, if this makes you a little happy, whatever it is. The reason I want you to do this is so that we can take a weight or a measurement of that emotion, okay? So we want to stop and think about how we feel. We want to look at our emotions on a scale, and we want to see how this situation makes us feel, okay? It's your scale, right? The point of doing this is simply to make sure that you're not overreacting to a situation. A lot of times, a lot of people overreact to situations. When I've talked with many people, they will make statements like, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. Or, I can't believe I just lived through that. Or, that was terrible. But in reality, if they truly looked at the situation, it may not have been as bad as they perceived it to be. If they'd added some distance and perspective, and they took out the judgmental part of it, it may not have been that bad. A lot of times we create judgments on the person. Maybe we don't like that person. Maybe that person, we feel, like I said, that person's trying to take advantage of you. You need to remove that judgment and look at purely what's happening to you. Okay, so look at something and attempt to remove the judgment from the situation and look at it from an analytical standpoint. Once you've done that, put it on the scale. Okay? We might see that not every situation warrants a -8 or -9 on the bad or sadness side of our scale. Maybe that situation, if we remove judgment, was only a -2 or -3, and it wasn't really a -8 or -9 like we might think. Once we stop and look at it, we remove judgment and we really think about how we feel, our feelings and our thoughts based on our previous experience might tag it as a -2 or -3. Okay? If something truly is bad and it's a -8 or -9, then that's fine. There are situations that you will encounter in life, of course, that are, you know, -10s. And if that's the case and it is truly a -10, then that situation is something you deal with. But the reality is a lot of people tend to personally exaggerate to themselves how bad, sad, or terrible something is. I hear it all the time, and I'm sure if you stop and think about it, you'll be aware of that as well, and maybe you're guilty of it. I don't know. Now, you might think to yourself, what does it matter if I rate it more negatively than it is? You could be thinking, well, I can go about and I can live my life and I can rate everything as a -8, -9. It doesn't really matter. Well, the real reason is you don't want to do that. And the real reason is that our emotions are what create our vibrations. And if we feel something is a -9, we therefore have very negative feelings about that situation. And we build it into a bigger situation or problem than it is, and we rate it a -9, then our feelings will reflect a -9. We'll have very bad, very sad, very negative feelings. That would mean that you would have a very negative feeling and therefore poor vibration that you would put out into the world. And like I said, if it's truly that situation, it's truly that situation. But if it were a -3 or -4 after you took a look at it and removed that judgment, then we might rationalize that we really don't feel as bad as we thought we should. And therefore, our emotional feelings would not be overly exaggerated. Because obviously the feelings associated with a -3 or -4 are a big step from, you know, -9 or -10, right? And therefore, the way we feel wouldn't be as sad, as mad, as, you know, bad, as angry, whatever that negative feeling is. And the same with the positive, and we'll get into that in a minute. But you don't want to overly exaggerate your feelings. The reason we choose to try to understand the law of polarity is so that we can try to stay as close to the neutral on the scale as possible, okay? When we do, it teaches us to remove a great deal of the judgment and to become better at determining how good or bad a situation truly is. And you can imagine the value if you can really rate a situation on how you really feel and you don't go to extremes, right? When we're more accurate, we learn to handle things better. We learn to handle them with more calmness, okay? When we truly get a -9 or -10, we will be calmer and we will handle those situations better. If we treat every negative situation as a -9 or -10, then we learn to be full blown. We learn to be overly exaggerated. We learn to have extreme emotions, okay? We should really reserve those extreme emotions for the times that they really do belong to that situation, okay? You might be thinking, what difference does it make if I say something's higher than it is on the positive scale? Well, let's say something good happens to you and you decide it's a plus 10. And it may be, it is. But to me, on my scale, and I'm thinking your scale should be this, you know, very similar, there are very few things in life that are really going to be a plus 10. Those are going to be life changers. Those are going to be game changers. Those are going to be huge milestones in our lives. Okay? Maybe the birth of our children, maybe getting married, or any other event that is really life-changing. And I know you want to be positive in your world and you want to be positive in life. Neutral, just the right side of neutral, is positive and has a lot of great feelings. But this is about exaggerating. This is about having false feelings. This is about treating something a way that it's not, that it shouldn't be treated, right? If you rate something as a plus 10, when in reality, if you looked at it and carefully and non-judgmentally came up with, say, a plus 6, what this does is this will help keep you more balanced. Being more balanced puts you more in charge of your emotions, feelings, and decision-making abilities. You will be a calmer, more even person, and that will allow you to deal with situations better. Now, you might be thinking, what does this have to do with manifesting? Well, like I said, it has a lot to do with manifesting. Because again, if your feelings, thoughts, emotions are exaggerated, either to the extreme right or to the extreme left, and they're not realistic, then you're not really putting the right thing out into the world. Okay? Your emotions become more realistic and accurate if you can strive to be in the neutral zone. If you can take charge of what a situation truly is and rate it accordingly, and let's say in that situation we just talked about, it's not a plus 10, we rated it a plus 6, and therefore our emotions and our feelings are at a plus 6 level, which is pretty damn good, okay? You will become better, like I said, controlling your emotions, feelings, your decision-making abilities. Your emotions become more realistic and accurate. Therefore, the vibrations you put out in the universe, to the universe, are authentic. Okay? Think about that for a second. When you're trying to get a positive match in the universe, it makes a lot of difference to put out true, authentic vibrations. Okay? If you're not sure about this or any of the other 12 laws of the universe, I ask you to give them a try. Follow along and see how this makes you feel. Okay? Because we're all different, right? But just try it for a while. I think most of us strive to be more balanced, calmer, and therefore happier. And your happiness and your calmness and your balancedness should be a true reflection of your feelings. You should have control of your thoughts and your feelings. Okay. You will find in a lot of cases, if you follow these laws, you know, this law included and the rest of the 12 laws, it will help you become a more positive, more balanced person. You will become more naturally calmer and happier in most situations. All right. I hope that helps. Again, if you're looking to manifest, it's all about your vibrational frequency that you put out into the world and the universe. And I've said that before. When you're attempting to manifest something back into your life, that frequency plays such a critical role. Now, I want to explain that. As I tell you every week, I want to say this as I do most weeks. Please don't mistake that I'm saying just being positive and desiring something that it will automatically show up in your life. I tell you this each week. What I believe is the more positive you are, the more positive vibrations that you put out into the universe, causes more things that you want to align with your positive frequencies of what you're looking for, and brings about more events, people, and situations of a synchronistic variety into your life. It creates that synchronistic event to happen. Okay? So what I mean by that is, meaning if you have the right intention, the right positive attitude, you're focused on what you want with emotion, and you stay positive, I know you will draw events and people into your life that are very much in alignment with what you're attempting to manifest. Things will just start to line up. all of a sudden things will start to happen for you. You'll be in the right place at the right time. I don't believe there's any coincidences. I feel that this is what the law of attraction is. We, through our vibrations and our frequency created by these positive feelings, draw things and people and events to us. And that's, to me, how the law of attraction works. And I've said this before, if you want a car is just not going to show up on your driveway. But what will start to happen is you will start to be in alignment with wanting that car. You will start to see that car more. You will start to have events and people show up in your life that will make it easier to get that car. Okay? The details are not up to you or me to figure out. But if you follow these philosophies and you follow this way of thinking and you have the positive emotions, you will draw these events and people to you. So remember that everything has an opposite. Sadness versus happiness, hot and cold, light and dark. Use the fact that everything has an opposite to help you see that whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're thinking has a complete opposite. Okay, so when you're in discussion with someone, you're in a communication, the discussion's not going the way you want, okay? You can either look to move towards the opposite of what you're thinking, more towards what they are, look for that neutral, or you can certainly use the imaginary scale in your head that we talked about and see where that situation really falls on that scale. And like I said, if it's bad and it's a minus 10 or it's a minus 8 or 9, then so be it, that's what it is. But all I'm saying and all this law is suggesting is that you take the time, think it through, and look at it without any personal judgment and see if it really falls on that scale. And what I mean by personal judgment is remove yourself from it, okay? Come up with a true number using your previous life experiences to help you determine what the true value or the number of that situation is and that feeling and emotion, okay? And you will find a lot of times that it really isn't what you would have initially thought. Try to stay calm and attempt to stay neutral. I know this is easier if you objectively look at a situation and try not to judge. Look to be balanced in all these situations. If you can try to remove yourself and think about what someone's saying and remove that judgment, this will be easier. Okay? And remember, this goes for all situations. We're not always going to agree with someone's opinion. It may be, in fact, the opposite to your opinion, like I said, okay? Consider this when you're in a conversation and you disagree with somebody. They, from their perspective, their point of view, they're right. You feel you're right. Maybe if you try to find some common ground, think about the situation, does it really this bad? Am I really this angry about what they said? And you were thinking it's a minus 8, and maybe if you start having the emotions and start thinking, well, it's a minus 5, you know, minus 4, and you start having those emotions, you'll probably be in a better position to negotiate with them and to find that even ground, okay? So always look for, you know, being neutral, okay? Remember, the law of polarity teaches us that everything has an opposite. All right, guys, that's it for this week. A little shorter than other weeks. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks for joining me on the Gifts of the Universe. As always, I appreciate your time. I hope this helps. If you get a chance, as I always say, please check out my book, The Gifts of the Universe. It's up on Amazon. Take a look at my website or follow me on Instagram. And my Instagram account is Chris Wilcock Author. My website is chriswilcock.ca. Until next week, guys. Thanks, everybody. Bye for now. This has been The Gifts of the Universe, and this episode has been episode 12, The Law of Polarity. Thanks, guys.